We are now 1 week away until questionnaires start flying out the doors to prospective jurors in the prosecution against Michael Sussman, Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer, indicted by John Durham for lying to the FBI, promoting this Russian collusion hoax right in the run-up to a very important election between Trump and Hillary. Durham saying Sussman showed up to the FBI, said he had information about Trump, and he was there on behalf of Hillary Clinton, but he didn't tell that to the FBI agents with whom he was speaking, saying that's a crime and charging him accordingly. And now that trial is just around the corner, we've got to get our bearings straight and figure out what is happening here, because there's a lot of moving parts. And how do we do that here on this channel? Well, of course, it's mind map time. We did this for the Ghislaine Maxwell case and some other cases that we've been covering. And because this is a federal trial, we're not going to be able to live stream or broadcast any of the audio or really reproduce any of it, because there are very strict rules about this. And so the best that we can do is assemble all of the news sources into the mind map. And so today we'll go through some of this. You can see we're going to explore Fusion GPS. Look at all these tentacles and all these people involved in it. So we're going to learn a lot more about what's happening in this entire case. We'll spend some time on that today. Then once we know what's going on, we'll make sure that we see what's happening right now. So we've got May 4th, May 3rd, May 2nd, a lot of activity. We'll break all of that down. But before we jump into any of that, let's take a look at the schedule as it exists here from the court. This is the pretrial order from back in December 2021. It's 11 pages. And because this is a very complex case, we've got a lot to unpack. You're going to see the court detailed when some of the final pretrial conferences are. We've got another one coming up in May 9th. We have pretrial motions and the entire schedule for what is coming ahead of us. And take a look here. May 11th, we've got the administration of the jury questionnaire. And then jury selection starts May 16th. And so we've got a placeholder hearing in case they need it on May 10th. Final pretrial conference on May 9th. Jury instructions and questionnaires May 9th as well. Objections on May 5th, which is tomorrow from the date of this recording. And so we're going to be just jam-packed and busy, which means we got to figure out exactly what's happening here. Let's go back over to the mind map. We see that what we can start by doing is closing up a lot of these different gaps and really starting with some of the base parties here. We zoom in. We know that Durham, special counsel, somebody who's been investigating this for quite some time, trial scheduled for May 16th is when the jury selection will start. But there were a number of different parties and components to this case. We've been talking a lot about him. Of course, you'll notice we don't even see Michael Sussman on here yet. That's because he is the lawyer that I have categorized under Perkins Coie. And we see this red arrow connecting the dots. Durham is prosecuting Sussman. We want to be clear about that because Durham is not prosecuting anybody else. He's not prosecuting Mark Elias or Hillary Clinton or anybody over at the FBI yet, but he is prosecuting Sussman, and he's very interested in a lot of other people. So as we can see, we've got a big sort of number of parties that we can explore under this one branch, but Sussman is tucked very neatly under this law firm, Perkins Coie. Very big law firm, a lot of history representing Democratic candidates and the DNC Democratic organizations. And you may remember from the last election here with Joe Biden, Mark Elias, somebody very responsible for a lot of the election litigation that took place. Donald Trump and a number of Republicans were suing Mark Elias and his democracy docket, and a lot of lawyers for the Democrats were contesting it, and they were successful in a lot of their litigation. But back in 2016, he wasn't working for Biden. He was working with Hillary Clinton because Hillary Clinton hired Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie, the law firm, employed a number of different attorneys acting as general counsel for the Clinton campaign. We have Mark Elias, talked a lot about him. Then we have Michael Sussman, who was another attorney there. Michael Sussman is the person who actually went and met with the FBI. So we have the FBI branch here. We open this up and we've spent some time talking about this, but let's do just a quick refresher. Sussman went and had a meeting with this guy, James Baker, general counsel for the FBI. And it all started with a note that looked like this. It says, from Michael Sussman to James Baker, general counsel for the FBI, says, Jim, it's Michael Sussman here, via text. I have something time sensitive and sensitive in parentheses I need to discuss. Do you have availability for a short meeting tomorrow? I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of a client or company, and want to help the Bureau. Thanks. Emphasis added, meaning that the prosecutors put that one sentence in bold that you see there. And this is the text from Sussman when we know that when he actually met with the FBI, he billed Hillary Clinton for the time there. So Sussman goes and meets with James Baker after sending him a text. James Baker takes some notes and then he has conversations with two other people from the FBI later. I think the next day he says, "Hey, Trish, hey, Bill, I had a meeting with Michael Sussman. Very innocent, interesting guy who just came on his own volition, not working for Hillary or the Democrats or anything like that." That'd be crazy, because if he was, we couldn't talk to him and do anything with this. But we know that he's not, because he sent me a text message that said, "I just want to come and help the Bureau. I'm a good person." All right. So James Baker says, "Now that we've got that thing cleared up, I was concerned that maybe this information was jeopardized, but it's not." So he says, "Let me tell you about this, Trish and Bill." He says, "Hey, here's what our conversation was about. Why don't you take notes about this?" And Trish does. And here's what her notes look like. So she says this on September 19th of 2016, which is very short time running up to the election, says, "Sussman meeting with Baker," who we just talked about, says, "No specific client," with a little dash there saying this is a bullet point. I want to make sure I remember this. "No specific client, but a group of academics." Very smart people, "talked with him about research." Articles coming out this Friday, New York Times, Washington Post, all of them. Oh, okay, not here for a specific client. Perfect, that means we can use this information. And then Bill writes kind of the same thing, but Bill's notes are a little bit more thorough. Bill says here, "Michael Sussman, attorney, Perkins Coie, said not doing this for any client, represents DNC, Clinton Foundation, etc. But he said here, as a side bullet point, not doing this for any client. But we know he went back and he put a bill, literally sent Hillary Clinton a bill, meeting with the FBI. All right. So Bill then says, "A former DOJ official's been approached by cyber people, academics and corporations and things, very concerned citizens, just like Sussman." So he's sort of saying, well, works for the DNC, works literally, he writes in his notes, "for the Clinton Foundation." Like, that's not a red flag. Same law firm, the guy. New York Times, Washington Post, or the Wall Street Journal on Friday, they're going to leak this thing. It's all about a secret Trump organization server that has communications with Alpha Bank. And that is connected to the Kremlin. And that's Paul Manafort. And that's how this is all, these backroom deals, it's through this Alpha Bank. And Paul Manafort has got a connection to them. And it's all this, you know, connecting the dots or following the bouncing ball. How do they communicate? Through Tor, you know, sort of a separate secretive internet protocol that is more difficult to access than just going on a website. And there's more details here about Trump org and other notes that Sussman is peddling about his lies. So those are the FBI agents that are involved in the case that we are following thus far. We know there was also a CIA meeting. We covered the story on the channel about the CIA knowing right out of the gate that this was all a hoax and that there was no legitimate technical basis that would underpin what was being proffered forward. But where did this all come from? So Sussman's just kind of, you know, it's just a silly old guy. And Mark Elias is really the brains behind the operation. And so he's looking around and he's like, "Hey, you know, we need somebody to go deliver this to the FBI. Do you think Sussman might be open to that?" And somebody's like, "Yeah, he'll do anything, you know, so send him over there." But the people behind this were really Elias and Fusion GPS. I'm sure Sussman was giddy about it. But when we open up GPS, boy, do we see a lot of activity here. What is Fusion GPS? Well, it's a consulting company. It's a sort of an expert witness. It's an outsourced company that law firms are using here. It's Perkins Coie to do some research, do some intelligence. And this is not unusual. Law firms hire expert witnesses and outside consultants all the time. We do regularly. We have expert witnesses who we say, "Hey, what's your opinion on this DUI case? And let's take a look at the blood alcohol analysis that was run by Arizona DPS. And we think this is a problem. Do you?" "Yeah, it's a problem." So it's very regular, but you're sort of doing it for the purposes of completing legal work. It's a vendor, it's a company, it's an expert, it's somebody related to a legal case with legal issues. We're not saying that we are hiring somebody who works on our website, for example, to be sort of protected and involved in this very important relationship that might exist between a lawyer and a consultant, an expert witness, because they're working on an actual legal case where there are privileges like attorney-client relationship and all that stuff. It's different when we're talking about somebody who, you know, might deliver lunch to our office when we're having a company meeting. It's a different relationship. So we have to be clear about that a lot of what's happening is Fusion GPS is saying, "We were involved with Perkins Coie we were hired as these experts. And so we were actually working on these legal cases and we're trying to advise our clients and all this stuff. But what it turns out is they were kind of like oppositional research people who were going after Donald Trump and Republicans in general. And it really wasn't connected to a legal case. They were concocting all sorts of dossiers and a lot of things that they were using in the political campaign. And now they're trying to assert that all of that conversation, all of the backroom emails and things that were taking place should be privileged and should be protected because it was all under the purpose of legal casework, essentially. They're saying we should be protected by that attorney-expert privilege relationship because we're connected to the legal processing. Whereas many other people like Durham are saying that's not true at all. You were creating fake dossiers for Michael Steele and trying to proffer forward a hoax in emails to the media. Let's break down what's happening with Fusion GPS just a little bit further. We can see several issues come out of their organization. We've talked about the Yoda phones. They were saying that there was a special sort of IP address transfers happening. There were conversations happening between two different servers in two different locations, saying it was evidence that there were conversations happening between these IPs that were captured in vicinities near the White House and Trump Tower. They were communicating with Russian IPs, and that's indicia of Russian collusion, they were saying. Same type of pattern that we saw with Alpha Bank, Carter Page, and the others. Now, the team, we've talked about some of these people, two people, Peter Frisch and Glenn Simpson, both co-founders, and you can look into their backgrounds if you want, and you'll see that, you know, they're not particularly, you know, right-leaning individuals. We have somebody who came out, Laura Sego. John Durham seems like he wants to call this person as a witness. Jake Berkowitz is somebody else who worked at Fusion GPS. The assets that they have under management, I like to say, here is Rodney Jaffe. Now, this guy was very excited about working on this case. He said he wanted to please the VIPs. He wanted to create an inference about all sorts of things that might be useful in a political campaign. And as part of his scheme, he had access to DNS records and he could sort of scrape internet data right off the backbone. So anywhere you connect to the internet, you sort of, you know, put in a website, that website gets translated into some numbers. Those numbers go to a system and says, well, this is what that person wants, and it translates it for you. And then it spits out the results. And there's a lot of communication happening behind the scenes. Well, this guy had access to all of those mechanics, all those operations. So basically everybody is sending requests through his server to do that translation. If you type in google.com or DuckDuckGo or Brave, which is what I'm using now, then what you can see is it will take that language and translate it to code and then spit up that website. Well, that language, in order to be translated, has to go somewhere. Rodney Jaffe had access to that thing and he could see everything that was coming out of the Trump White House, the Trump New York office, Trump Tower, several other places. And he was using that to make his or create his inferences to say that, oh yeah, we see something with Yoda phones or Alpha Bank and so on and so forth. Fusion GPS also responsible for Christopher Steele, the Steele dossier. They farmed that whole thing out. And we know that Igor Danchenko was involved. We'll jump over him. But we see back up here, we've got the defense team. We've talked about Bosworth and Berkowitz. We know the indictment is pretty easily explained. We spent a lot of time covering this. If you want to read the full thing, you of course can grab that anywhere, but it's one count, making a false statement, 18 U.S. Code 1001A2, and it's 27 pages, and we've gone through most of that here, but this is of course a part of the mind map. Mark Elias, general counsel, Hillary Clinton, very involved, obviously hired all of these people and had the interest in it. We've covered some of what is already being excluded. Judge Cooper, who we'll look at next, said that this tweet that she posted back right in the run-up before the election, October 31st, look at that, says that that tweet is not something that is admissible. And this statement came from Jake Sullivan, who's, guess where? The White House. He's Biden's national security advisor, I believe. And here, he was working for Hillary, so they just sort of, you know, go from one campaign to the next. But here she was saying computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server. No, they didn't. It was all fake. And the law firm that she hired was responsible for creating it, or at least proffering it forward and bringing it to light. Fusion GPS hired several others that really concocted the whole scheme. Over here, we see we're following one open issue that we'll talk about next when we see what happened today. But the judge on this case is Judge Cooper, and today he just issued a new ruling. So let's take a look at what's happening here. This is the updated court docket. We see several things are happening. Back on May 2nd, Michael Sussman filed a notice of filing under seal. We don't know what that filing was, but it's under seal. But he did file something recently. They're all filing a bunch of stuff right now because trial's right around the corner. We see on May 3rd, there was a minute order granting government sealed motion for unsealing an order. Well, that sounds great. Government's sealed motion for unsealing an order granted. And the judge says it's hereby ordered that the following documents are now unsealed. The government's ex parte application, which means this is a Durham motion outside of conversation with the defense. So he's saying, judge, I need to ask you something privately. And I don't want to show them at this at all. The judge is saying, okay, I'm interested now. He's got to ask for permission about some of that. Ex parte order to compel testimony from this individual, Laura Sego. Ooh, that's an interesting new person here that we haven't talked about yet. Don't know what she might testify about, but we do know she is over part of former Fusion GPS. Not sure she's still there, but apparently, according to some of the sleuthing I found, she is somebody who was involved with some of the technical operations behind the Fusion GPS scheme. We also see the court's order to compel and any accompanying documents, all it looks like, being granted. So this judge is now ordering the unsealing of these documents. We haven't seen them yet. So I've been clicking refresh like a lunatic here. Can you please do this since yesterday? And there's no additional documents publicly available. This is on PACER. This is the federal court backend. Here we see another filing took place May 3rd, yesterday. Notice of appearance, Nancy Hart is appearing for non-party Perkins Coie. So Perkins Coie, big law firm, hired a lawyer to go appear for them. And they're not even parties to this yet. Now they filed motions to temporarily intervene. We covered that in a prior video here. Everybody tried to intervene for the purposes of asking the judge to not look at things. But guess what? He is going to look at things. And if you missed those prior videos, we spent a lot of the time talking about Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie and Hillary for America. Soon as Durham said, I want access to those private conversations or to those things that they were saying exist because of attorney-client privilege, like they were all working under the umbrella of Perkins Coie, Durham said, no, you weren't. That wasn't legal work. That was campaign work. And we think that you're lying about all this stuff. And so that's not all protected by attorney-client privilege. You can't say it's one thing and classify it as one thing when we know it's the other. We know it's a lie. So that how is that protected information? And so when Durham went for that, everybody on the left went bananas. We had Fusion GPS, Mark Elias, everybody was filing motions. We object to that, and here's why. Well, we got a ruling on a lot of that. Here you see May 4th, minute entry for a motion hearing before Judge Cooper as to Michael Sussman. And this is the government's motion to compel the production of documents for an in-camera review. What does that mean? That Durham is saying, judge, I need you to order them, the defense and anybody else that's in this request, to give us those documents. Compel them to do it. They're refusing to do it. They're saying it's privileged or whatever. I'm making an argument to you. They won't give it to us. I need an order from you to order them to give it to us. And for what? Just to the judge for an in-camera review. Minute entry for motion hearing held before the judge as to Michael Sussman on 5-4-2022. So they had a hearing and they had oral arguments. We see this here, oral arguments heard. And it's about the government's motion to compel the production of documents for an in-camera review. And so we talked all about Sussman saying, I want those documents. Really, I don't want them, but I want the court to take a look at them and see if maybe we should have access to those. Because remember, the defense, Hillary, all the people who do not want the judge to look at this are arguing that it's privileged and it's protected. And it was for the purposes of legal work. And therefore, nobody should look at it, including the judge. And when we made a prior video about this here on this channel, I said, yeah, it's a good argument. But judges kind of like to look at things. They like to see for themselves whether it's something that might be privileged and protectable or something that is not. And so Durham, back in the prior video that we talked about, was just saying, look, I don't necessarily want it, but judge, I want you to take a look at it. And if you think that we need it, well, maybe you can send it our direction. And so that's what I think was the deciding factor. But we see here the motion to compel the production of documents for the in-camera review, which means the judge looks at it. Durham doesn't even get it, unless maybe the judge says he should get it. They had oral arguments, and guess what? Boom, granted. So Durham prosecutors win that motion. Government motion to compel. Judge is now saying, yeah, look, turn it over here. You know, Hillary, Fusion, Perkins, give it up. Don't have to send it to Durham, but it better be coming to my office. Bond status all stays the same. We see all the attorneys were there. Deborah Shaw, Andrew DeFilippis for the government. We've got Michael Bosworth, Sean Berkowitz, talked about them. We have them in the mind map. And that was it. And Stephen Tyrell for Rodney Jaffe. Rodney Jaffe's attorney was there. We had Fusion GPS lawyer was there. Robert Trout for Hillary for America was there. They all lose the motion. They all wanted this to be kept privileged and private, but the judge is saying, eh, give it over to me. I want to see it. It's going to be very fun to see if we get to see it or what the judge does with this, because if the judge sees it and says, well, this is not really legal work. This is not really privileged, protected information. This should be discoverable. This should be something that would ordinarily be turned over to the prosecution. There could be some juicy meatballs in there, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. And so we're going to continue to cover this. There's going to be a lot of activity. I said, as this heats up, we'll do our very best to cover it on the daily and see if we can really piece together what's happening. We're going to keep it all organized in this nice mind map so that we have a visual of what's going on. And if you paid attention here when we were covering Ghislaine Maxwell, you remember how unwieldy this thing got. Lots of information can be consolidated, and we'll follow it along. We'll have some fun while we do it. I hope you join us. If you found this useful or you think anybody else might enjoy the coverage of Sussman as it comes up, just a short week away until those questionnaires go out, I'd love it if you invited them over here to join us as we continue. And I would also love it if you subscribed before you got out of here so you know where to find us and we can see you on the next one.